Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we asked how green is your wardrobe, and we went through what might be in there and what you should avoid buying. And today we're asking how green is your period. If you're a woman who uses Instagram, chances are you've seen ads for period pants. They're not just available online though. They're on sale now in Penny's and Marks and Spencer, Next, other shops. There's also an Irish brand called Nix, and they're advertised as being way more environmentally friendly than using disposable products like tampons and sanitary towels. So far, so good. But the question is, do they work? Are they comfy? Can you trust them? Well, freelance journalist Linnea Dunn has done the research. Good morning to you.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much for joining us. So talk us through how you arrived at the point where you started to try these products. What were you using up to this point?
Well, I have to say my periods probably weren't very green at all before I tried these out. I always struggled with the moon cup or the menstrual cup. I was never really able to make it work. So I relied on pads and tampons, like I think a lot of women. And then I had the opportunity to try out the Nix brand that you mentioned there earlier.
The Irish brand.
Yeah, so there's a woman called Ellie, a nurse actually out in the west of Ireland, who has started up this, I think it was her lockdown project. And she sent me a few samples to try, and that's how my journey started.
So when you started looking into all this, Linnea, were you more interested in the environmental impact, or was it the comfort side? What was it?
It was a number of things for me. I think the environmental issue was a big one. I think it's quite obvious when if you're wearing pads and tampons as well, like there's so much plastic because everything is individually wrapped. And I think even a lot of pads are scented, but it's not always a very pleasant smell. I think there's always the sense that there's so much plastic and it doesn't really feel right. Or for me, it never quite felt right. And I wanted to try the moon cup and it never worked out. So when I started hearing about pants, it just seemed like a no-brainer. But I think for me, I mean, it's a bit of an investment thing, isn't it? They cost a bit of money. So you need to kind of find a brand that works. And when the pandemic hit, obviously, you're kind of stuck then shopping online and you can't try them on. And I think I just put it off for whatever reason, and then this opportunity arose and I was jumping on it.
I'm just looking at the cost of them here. At Marks and Spencer's, they're 17. I think they're about 7 in Penny's. There's a company called Moddy Body doing them for €29. The Irish company, they're selling for them for between €25 and €30. That's for just one pair. So there is an outlay here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, of course, you need to have that money up front. And that's the issue for some people. And at the same time, if you balance it out, if you consider you can use these for years, you do save money over the long term. And for me as well, there are so many other benefits to it. Like if you say over a few years, it doesn't cost you any more money. But there is the environmental aspect of it. And then, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well, there's the comfort and there's all the other benefits of how you feel on your period, which I think for a lot of women makes a huge difference.
Well, I think most people will just want to know, do they work?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, yeah. And I'll be honest, this is something I wrote about as well when I tried them out in the first place. My first day wearing a pair of period pants, I had an accident and it just felt like such a blow. And, you know, I was just like, what am I doing wrong? But that's the only time it's happened. I've been using them for months now and it hasn't happened a single time since. And I have very, very heavy periods.
Was that because you weren't wearing the right product for your needs on that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that
okay.
was exactly it. It was, as somebody who's given birth twice, I now have very, very heavy periods on day one and two. And on the first day, I just put them on and it wasn't even the heavy bleed pants. So it was completely my fault. So it was one of those experiences that I'll probably look back on and laugh. But since then, they've been great. And I think a lot of women who have very, very heavy bleeds, you know, if you've given birth, then you might even be passing clots. Of course, you might want to double up for day one or two. And that's what I do sometimes. If I know that it's really, really heavy, I might have a tampon and the period pants instead of doubling up with a tampon and a pad. And it's just so much more comfortable. But then on the other days, I'm absolutely fine with just the pants.
Mm-hmm. And how do you clean them?
So when you're done, if you're changing when you're going to bed at night or in the morning, you can just rinse them under the tap, cold water, just rinse out the blood. And that's an experience that I think for some women might be a little bit, well, it's new and different because we're not used to looking at the blood that way. And even the smell of iron that comes off it, it's quite a special experience the first time you do it. Mm-hmm. But for me, that was mostly a positive thing to kind of realize, God, why have I not smelled this before? Why does it always smell of perfume when you're wearing a pad? You know, there's something wrong there. This is actually the natural way to do it. But you rinse them under the tap and then you can leave them until the next time you're putting on a wash. You just wash them like everything else.
And you can machine wash them
to dry. Yeah, so you can machine wash them. It's just that you don't want to leave them and for the blood to sit there for a couple of days if you're not washing straight away. You can put them in the machine and with other clothes and it's absolutely fine. So it's very, very easy. And, you know, in terms of the environmental impact, of course, laundry, like there's water use and all that. So it's not like there is no environmental footprint. But at the same time, you'd be washing your other knickers, wouldn't you? So, you know, that's just part of your usual routine anyway.
It's got to be better than the 200,000 tons of period products going into landfill every year, which is what the research shows is just about this country.
This is it, yeah. And I was talking to Claire Hunt, who runs a project called the Homeless Period Ireland, who distributes period products to direct provision centres and people who can't afford period products. She said she lives near a beach, and every day that she goes for a walk along the beach, she will find loads of plastic from tampons kind of washed up from the sea onto the beach. And it's just, it's such a powerful image, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we probably, most people have seen that, you know, or come across it, and maybe not in a beach, but somewhere there's a lot of it around. You did experiment, didn't you, with the period products that are designed to be environmentally friendly, you know, the ones that we're used to, the tampons and the pads, but they didn't cut the mustard with you.
The moon cup, or which ones are you thinking of there?
So if you're looking at period products that are packed in cardboard and don't have, or say they don't have, the environmental impact of the ones that would be more commonly available.
I haven't tried those yet for the simple reason that it's very, very difficult to find eco-friendly organic tampons of the super plus size. So for me, like having to, because they're very expensive, that's like where if you're talking about prohibitive cost, those products are very, very expensive. And granted, if you don't get on with pants, or if you don't get on with the moon cup, and it's very important for you to be eco-friendly, it's amazing that they're out there. And I've just seen, I think it's Vodafone that have just announced today that they're going out and they're going to be giving out free period products to all their employees. And that will be the organic version, which is amazing. So that's fair play to them. That's great. It's brilliant that they're out there. But for me, that just wasn't an option, because I would have been spending so much money every single month just to kind of order these specially designed eco massive tampons.
We're getting lots of texts in on this one, Linnea. My daughter is 14, says a listener. And in the past 4 months, she's been using period pants. I bought some for her from Penny's, and I also got two overnight Moddy Body ones. Am I saying that right? Is it Moddy Body or Moddy Body? We'll go with
I think it's Moddy Body, yeah.
Her periods are very heavy. She thinks they're wonderful on many counts. The comfort, the fit and the environmental impact. She's taken complete responsibility for rinsing them out when she changes them. Then they can be washed in the normal wash. She's nothing bad to say about them. No leaks and comfy fit. She loves them. Now, I'm wondering, when it comes to teenagers, because it can be quite daunting, you know, dealing with this thing that's happening to your body, then also having to get used to using pads and tampons and all of these new things that are introduced into your life. Have you found through your research that teenagers might be more comfortable with using period pants?
I have to say I've heard nothing but positive feedback from teenagers and parents of teenagers. And there are so many aspects to it, I think. Like if you think of, I mean, I remember myself when I was a teenager, I played sports and the amount of times that I had a match and I had to wear this pad and it was just moving around and I couldn't get comfortable and run properly. And it was really, really an issue for me at the time. And if I'd had the period pants, then God, it would have made such a difference. And I know other teenagers who are doing whatever sports or running or exercising are saying that this is a game changer for them. But
it's
also
an interesting one, though, because I'm sure people who play sports, or even if you're going for a run, whatever you might be doing, you might be worried that, as you say, you'll have an accident, you know, using these things. You might be concerned, certainly in the initial stages.
Yeah, and I think it's probably a trial and error thing, isn't it? That you know, you have to get used to it. The same way that you get used to wearing a pad for the first time or the first few times you have a period, it's a different sensation. And the same with when you start getting used to wearing period pants. I think, you know, if you can double up with a tampon maybe the first time, see how you feel, and then go for a run once when you're on your own wearing black pants and just, you know, see how you get on and then build it up. And from my experience, that kind of most people just find that, oh, this is what works.
Okay, our listeners are giving out to us because we haven't, Linnea, explained how they work. So they want to know, what are they made of? How are they absorbent versus normal pants? Somebody else just simply wants to know, how do they work?
Yeah, and I'm probably not the right person to explain that. I mean, I know there are all these different technologies of layers that are, so, you know, there's one layer that absorbs the moisture of the liquid, and there's another layer that makes sure that nothing comes through out of the actual pant. But I can't explain the mechanics of it very well. I think
they're a bit like a pad that you're not throwing in the bin after you use it.
Yeah, there's nothing to go in the bin. It's just different layers in the knickers. And when you have them in your hand, you can feel that there is a thicker layer there. So they're not like a normal pair of knickers, obviously. But they're not at all, you know, they're not massive or heavy or anything. There are just more layers. Yeah. And some of them have layers that could go all the way up the back. So say if you want to wear them at night. So there are different designs.
And are they suitable for people who suffer from incontinence or perhaps people who have sensory issues?
Yeah, so with the incontinence thing, there are different pants for that. So Ellie, who founded NYX, she makes different pants for incontinence. So I think there are different needs because you leak urine in a different way compared to your period. So that's a different type of design. But there are knickers for that as well. And I've heard nothing but great stuff about that. And the same with postpartum bleeds and women who've just given birth, when the blood can be, you know, the bleeds can be ongoing for days. But it's great that you mentioned that with sensory issues as well. I've heard of parents who have daughters with autism with sensory issues and similar different sensory issues who have said that the experience of having to wear plastic, you know, a pad inside your knickers, not just managing that, imagine going to the toilet and bringing a pad in school, maybe if you're in a mixed class and there are boys looking who might not be very good at dealing with that. You know, being able to just have your knickers looking after that for you and they don't feel any different. They're soft, it's cotton. That can be such a positive experience for those people for whom that's really, really difficult.
Mari, who's 59, says this is a great discussion and it's a long time coming. Lou says, I hope the gentlemen of Ireland are taking a breath of relief so they don't have to deal with this. Lucky them. Laura in Dublin changed to the Moon Cup earlier this year. I've never looked back. No more waist discomfort or irritated skin. It's genuinely period changing. I'm just sad I didn't do it earlier. That didn't work for you, Linnea, though. You tried that and it didn't work.
Exactly. And that's just, you know, a personal thing. I think for a lot of women, the Moon Cup is great or the Menstrual Cup is amazing. It just doesn't work for everyone. And I think that's exactly the issue, isn't it? That we need to have different products for different people and for different situations and different days, different needs. And I think it's great that there are so many eco options out there now. Another thing is what you mentioned there for gentlemen. One thing that that NYX does that I love is this period box or first period box. I'm not sure what they call it, which is a box of a couple of pairs of period pants and some other nice treats and products that parents can buy and have on a shelf in the bathroom for their daughter before she gets her first period to kind of show that they're ready and that it's something that she doesn't have to be scared of bringing up. And especially if it's a single father, to be able to kind of signal that to his daughter that I'm okay with this and you can talk to me about it. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Professor Margaret Linehan has been in touch from Munster Technological University. They're introducing free period products for all students in October. They'll be using environmentally friendly products. Well, maybe now Professor Linehan might look at this solution as well, because we were talking about the investment, Linnea, at the outset. But if you think about how much women spend on tampons and pads over the course of a year or over the course of a lifetime, I would imagine the 30 quid outlay on a pair of these is going to compare very favourably.
This is it, absolutely. And also, I mean, I suppose it is the cost of a pair of knickers. People buy knickers anyway, and there is no waste. Even if you are spending money on eco tampons or eco pads, there is still a waste element in it, whereas this is something that you're reusing. So I think you can say that it's a prohibitive cost at first if you need to buy 8 pairs at once. But if you're trying them out and you buy one pair and you like it and you buy another couple and then you buy another couple eventually, over the course of a few years, it's going to surely add up favourably.
Mm-hmm. Linnea, you wrote about this, I know. Is the article on your website?
It's linked from my website, yes, and it's on the Irish Independent as well.
Great stuff. LinneaDunn.com. Thank you very much, Linnea, for talking to us about that today. Thanks.